Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. Learn to love feedback. Learn to love feedback. If you want to be successful, feedback is your best friend. You see, feedback allows you to learn what mistakes you're making. Feedback allows you to learn how to be successful. But here's the thing. At times, feedback can be painful. And because feedback can be painful at times, it is very easy to become afraid of feedback. Even if you're not consciously aware of your being afraid of feedback, if you don't learn to love it, there's always the chance that you will begin to hate feedback. The fear of failure is really the fear of feedback. To a certain extent, the fear of success is also a fear of feedback. But why should you love feedback? Well, like I said, in anything, in any area of your life where you want to grow, you first have to be willing to accept that you are not perfect and that you do not know everything and that there are certain things you need to learn in order for you to become successful in that area of your life. When you realize that, you need to grow, you need to learn certain things in order for you to grow into the person you want to become, the kind of person who has success in that area of life where you want to be successful. In order for you to grow, you need to learn. And in order for you to learn, you have to see the feedback you get for what it is. It is nothing more than feedback. If you, as a baby, for example, if you're learning to walk as a baby, just watch any baby learning to walk. They learn by feedback. In fact, you learn by feedback. You still learn by feedback. It's the best way to learn. It is the fastest way to learn. But you need to see the feedback for what it is, to understand it for what it is, in order for you to profit from that feedback. A baby learning to walk will stand up for the first time and fall over. What's the feedback there? If you don't know that what you need to do is balance better, then you will not realize that the feedback you're getting as a baby is that you need to pour more focus into just balancing before even walking, just standing upright. Of course, babies might not be consciously aware of what's happening, but regardless, they're still learning by feedback. They try something, they fail, they learn eventually through trying things, failing, trying something else, failing, getting back up, and continually doing that until they find success, until they learn the skill. Feedback only shows you what areas you are weak in, but it also shows you what areas you are strong in. Let's say you want to start a business. What's the feedback you could get? Well, what if no customers show up? What if you don't find a single client? Well, that is feedback, my friend. And yes, feedback can be painful. especially if you poured your heart and your soul into starting that business and you've poured all of your life savings into that business, the stakes are high. The feedback can be painful, especially if it seems like you're failing. But failure is only feedback. It is not failure. It is feedback. It is data. What you learn from that data, what meaning you can extract from that data, that is what helps you become successful. If you realize that the feedback is telling you that you need to better market your product or your service, you need to communicate what that product or service is better, or you need to approach more people. You need to go about finding the right customer better. If you learn what that feedback is telling you, then you can correct the mistakes you are making. You can learn the lessons you need to learn. If your problem is that you have a poor marketing strategy, by learning the right marketing strategy and implementing it, boom, you fixed your problem. The feedback has taught you how to successfully market that product or that service, and that is a skill you will carry with you forever. But it starts with the feedback. It starts with your ability to see the feedback for what it is, to see the feedback not as a failure, but as an opportunity to do something better, to learn something you do not already know, to learn something you may be unaware that you do not know. Feedback. Feedback is a brilliant teacher. It teaches you success. Well, what if, again, you start your business and things just go absolutely fantastic? Your sales just from day one just absolutely skyrocket and exceed your expectations. Well, there's still feedback in success. There's still a lot of feedback in success. You need to figure out what it is you did that was right, what right you did, and learn why it worked. Because when you understand what you did right and why it worked, again, that is a skill you can keep with you forever. But more than that, you can find ways of doing better. You can grow bigger, better, stronger, faster, simply by understanding what the data is telling you. A failure is nothing more than data. Feedback is nothing more than data. A success is nothing more than data. It is only a result of the actions you took. It is only a result of the knowledge that you have. It is only a result. It's only feedback. Learn to love feedback, because feedback will give you the success that you want if you learn the lessons it wants to teach you. Learn to love feedback, because the data you extract from that feedback will give you the skills, or will at least point you in the right direction to what skills you need to build up in order for you to have that success that you want. Not short-term success like these magic pill people keep trying to push, but long-term success, real success. If you go for the magic pill approach, if you go for the quick fix, you don't build up those skills that you need, because you don't get that feedback. You just get instant results without actually working for it. Does that make sense? But if instead of just going for the quick fix approach, you go for that feedback and learn what that feedback is telling you, because again, learning to understand what the feedback is telling you is a skill in itself. And if you practice learning from feedback, if you practice understanding what that feedback is and what it means, what it implies, what fixes, what solutions you need to implement, as a result of that feedback, that carries over into other areas of your life. If you go for the quick fix, you don't learn how to process that data. You don't learn how to learn from that feedback. You don't learn how to understand what that feedback is. You don't learn how to see that feedback for what it truly is, what it truly is at its core. You don't learn that. So when other feedback comes in your life, say for example, you start putting on more weight than you'd like. Well, you putting weight on, that's feedback. If you didn't learn somewhere else how to see what feedback is, you would see your weight as a problem and not as feedback. Because that's only feedback. It means you're doing something that is causing you to gain weight. It's feedback. What that also means is that you can do something to counter the feedback, to change the result you're getting. You might change your diet. You might focus on exercising more, moving your body more. And again, you will get feedback. You may maintain your weight or you may lose weight. You may end up gaining more weight. All of that is still feedback, but there are clues to what you need to do in that feedback. And if you learn how to see what those clues are telling you to do, my friend, there is no success that you cannot have. You can have whatever you want simply by learning what that data is telling you and understanding what you need to do based on that data. Learn to love feedback. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope this episode opened your eyes a little bit or changed the way you relate to feedback, or if you want to call it failure, let's call it failure then. But a failure is only feedback. True failure is when you quit. True failure is when you stop trying. Everything else is just feedback, all right? Oh, listen, before we part ways, share this with somebody you love. Think of the first person that pops into your head when I say somebody you love. Who's the first person? That's the person you need to share this with. Share this with somebody you love. Because if you do that, you might just help them change their relationship with feedback. And the success that will come their way because of you sharing this with them, well, my friend, that success will be all because of you. It will all be your responsibility. Their success will be your fault. How about that? All right. So as always, I will be together with you. I'll be together with you. I will be with you very, very soon. I promise.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.